Hello, thanks for visiting our website and downloading this free audio guide. I'm Neelama Ayers.
And I'm Michael Schieser.
We're the co-founders of the Inner Journey Institute.
Since 1999, we have helped thousands of people across the U.S. and Canada to transform themselves and to move past the things that keep them from living happy, fulfilled lives.
One of the questions we're often most asked is, how can I improve my relationships with the people in my life?
These people can be anyone: your partner, spouse, sibling, child, friend, colleague. It's one of the most basic human desires to be able to have close and meaningful relationships with those around you.
The great thing is that no matter who you want to have a better relationship with, you can make it happen, and we're going to show you how.
In this free audio guide, we will be teaching you the three keys to deal with conflict and have fulfillment in your relationships. And we will show you how to use these keys to benefit any relationship that you want to improve.
You, like most people, want to have good relationships. You probably don't like fighting or having difficulty with the people in your life, and it's often challenging to get out of the patterns of fighting or disconnection that you might feel with others.
At times, it can seem like there's a breakdown in your communication, or the other person just doesn't seem to understand what you're saying.
Or it's gotten to the point that you've given up even trying to talk.
Or you try your best to avoid the other person.
This gets to be tough if it's your spouse, a family member, your boss, or a coworker.
Yes, really tough.
Over the years, we've worked with thousands of people, people from different backgrounds, races, religions, sexual orientations, age groups. And one thing's for sure, relationships are the greatest source of both joy and pain in people's lives.
Participants in our workshops usually share with us the more painful side of their relationships. We have seen that people struggle with relationships because no one has taught them how to create healthy and happy relationships.
Many people feel disconnected, even with those closest to them. Others feel burdened by guilt, blame, by the inability to forgive themselves and others. For years, we've facilitated people through these challenging obstacles and have become quite expert in helping others heal and transform. What we've discovered is that when your relationships work,
your life works.
When you feel connected to others,
you feel happy and fulfilled.
When there's conflict or disconnection in your relationship,
you suffer. There's pain.
We all know this. Think about it. When you've had a fight with a friend, a family member, or someone at work, you can't get it out of your mind. It literally plagues you.
By listening to this guide, you will learn three essential keys to help you dissolve conflict and create more connection in any relationship.
So let's dive in.
The first key is the key of communication. Communication is one of the most challenging things for us as humans. When you think of everything we learned in school, nobody really taught us how to communicate in a way that is honest, powerful, effective, and compassionate.
We learned, for the most part, what was modeled to us. We learned communication by observing how our parents or family communicated with each other. For many of us, what got modeled were very unhealthy strategies for communication. These strategies might have looked like fighting, yelling, blaming, defending, justifying, withdrawing, pouting, interrupting.
When conflict occurs in any relationship, it is because one or more of these unhealthy strategies are at play. Think about the last time you had a fight, a disagreement with someone. And then ask yourself, was I engaged in one of these strategies? Was I fighting, yelling, blaming, justifying, withdrawing? Most likely the answer is yes.
So, how can you communicate effectively and in a healthy and honest way, a way that creates connection versus conflict? How can you express even your upsets with people in a way that allows them to listen without getting defensive? Most of the time when we're communicating with people, our communication shows up as blame. For example, you did this to me, or you didn't do this. We call these you statements, and many of you have experienced that these don't usually go over very well. You statements, especially in conflicts, make the person that is listening feel like they're being judged, blamed, or maybe even rejected. This immediately puts them on the defense. Not a good stance when we want to resolve conflict and create connection.
Now, to get value out of this teaching, we invite you now to an exercise. Think of someone in your life with whom there is conflict, and imagine the last conversation, disagreement you had with this person. See whether you can identify how much of that conversation started with you statements, either directly to the person or in your head. Here's a few examples to get you going. You're insensitive. You don't care about me. You're incompetent. You're irresponsible. You're always late. Pause this audio guide and take a few minutes to write down the you statements that you have formed about this person.
Welcome back. The massive shift in moving from unhealthy strategies to effective communication is a shift that in our work at the Inner Journey Institute we call the shift from the you to the I. What do we mean by that? We literally shift 180 degrees by taking the focus off of the other and placing it back onto ourselves. Instead of blaming the other for what was done to us, we look to see how we were impacted, how we felt about the interaction, what was coming up for us, and then we communicate that. This shifts us out of blame as we take responsibility for our own feelings and reactions. Whenever we do this, it stops the conflict from escalating.
Why is that? Because whenever we share in I statements, it takes the attention off the other person. They no longer feel blamed, and then they don't have to defend and fight back. Let's go back to the exercise you did. See if we can shift your you statements into I statements. Here are some examples of how to shift out of you into I. You are insensitive, could be shifted to.
I felt sad that you forgot about our anniversary.
You're always late for dinner, could be shifted to.
I feel hurt when I cook dinner and it often gets cold waiting for you to arrive.
You are irresponsible with money, could be shifted to.
I feel anxious when a lot of money is going out of our bank account for things that I perceive to be non-essentials.
Why don't you care about me? Everything else seems to be more important. Could be shifted to.
I feel angry and sad that we can't spend more quality time together.
So pause this guide again and see if you can shift the statements you wrote down from the you to the I.
Welcome back. It might have been easy for you to shift from the you to the I, and if so, congratulations. You're well on your way to having healthier communication in all your relationships. If you found this exercise difficult, don't worry. You're in the norm. Most of us are used to focusing on the other and not ourselves. To solve this problem, we designed an entire workshop at our institute called the Inner Journey Intensive. At this intensive, we teach you a technique known as the Awareness Accelerator to help you become more self-aware. In our experience, awareness, your capacity to track and understand yourself and what drives your feelings and behavior, is your greatest ally towards developing healthy relationships. If you're not aware of what's going on inside of you, it's quite hard to shift from you to I statements. The greater your self-awareness, the easier it will be to practice this massive shift. After this audio guide, you'll have an opportunity to use this key of communication with someone in your life. We encourage you to practice speaking to that person in I statements. Notice if your communication is received differently.
The more you practice the massive shift from from the you to the I, the better your communication will be. Healthy communication is the key to a fulfilled and happy relationship. In Key 1, we focused on looking at yourself and the shift from you to I. Now in Key 2, the focus shifts on truly understanding the other.
The second key is the key of compassion, which is your ability to put yourself into the shoes of another person, to really get how it is over there in their world. Throughout our own divorce, we realized time and again that during our relationship, we had looked at the exact same issue from two entirely different sides. We realized that one of our mistakes was an inability to truly understand each other's point of view.
One of the main challenges that most people face when in conflict is that each person mistakenly believes that their perspective is the truth. It is very easy, especially in a disagreement, to fall into this trap. We forget that our perspective is simply one point of view, our unique way of perceiving a situation based on our life story. Our perspective, albeit strong and true for us, is not the objective truth.
Neuroscience confirms this teaching. It's been discovered that the moment strong emotions are activated in us, our amygdala, the primitive or more impulsive part of our brain, takes over and blocks our prefrontal neocortex, the more rational part of our brain, from doing its job. In those moments, what we see is not really the truth of what is occurring, but actually is our highly charged perceptions about what is occurring. A famous quote by an author sums this up nicely. We do not see the world as it is. We see the world as we are.
Whenever there's a conflict, breakdown in any relationship, with a spouse, friend, a family member, or a colleague, or even someone from a different political opinion, it indicates an inability to see the situation from the other person's point of view. Conflict is defined as a serious disagreement or clash, meaning the bashing of two different points of view, two different opinions.
This key of compassion is practiced when we are willing, even for a moment, to set our beloved point of view aside and to literally step into the shoes of the other person and to attempt to understand how they see and experience the world differently than we do. Humans aren't cookie cutters. We each have our own personal collection of events, traumas, beliefs, and an entire life that shaped us to be the person we are today. And just like our fingerprint, every person is completely unique. When you practice this key, it helps you to feel directly in to the experience of the other person, even if it's radically different than your own.
We know from our own experience, this is a challenging endeavor, and it is possible, and therefore we invite you now to practice again. So, think back to the person you worked with in Key 1. Take a few deep breaths and see if you can leave your own world behind for a moment and experience life through their eyes. Look at one of those situations you wrote about earlier. Try to see it from their perspective. Tune into this person for a moment. Imagine that you literally are able to step into their body, into their life experience. Let yourself consider what's important for them. What is it that has them act the way they do? What is the deeper motivation underneath their behavior? Pause this guide again and write down any insights or understandings that you have about this person after having stepped into their shoes.
Welcome back. Now, we admit at times this is much easier said than done. That's why we have a crisis of compassion in our world right now. We recognize both the need for compassion and the difficulty of practicing compassion on a regular basis. That's why in our Level 2 course at the Inner Journey Institute, we focus specifically on teaching you a technique called the Compassion Catalyst, a tried and true method for increasing your capacity for empathy and understanding.
The Compassion Catalyst teaches you how to resolve conflict and generate understanding and connection in a variety of settings, be it in your personal relationship with your family, work, team building, or within your community. This tool also helps you learn better approaches for collaborating with others from a host of different backgrounds, viewpoints, religions, cultural or political groups.
Remember, most of the time, human beings are actually trying their best. It just might look differently based on their life experiences and the way they see the world. Contrary to popular belief, most people don't wake up in the morning trying to be hurtful to others. They just go about life differently than you do. When you practice this technique with your closest loved ones, they feel understood in a way that deepens the relationship, creating another level of trust and tenderness between you.
Now our third key is appreciation. Every human being has a need to be seen and acknowledged for who they are. At the root of most relationship conflict, be it at work, in your personal life, is a feeling of being judged, not valued, or taken for granted. We taught you in Key 2 the importance of stepping into the other's shoes. Now, the third key takes it even a step further.
In romantic relationships, this key of appreciation was natural, especially in the honeymoon phase. Remember how you felt so loved and cherished by your partner, and how you made it a point to highlight everything great and special about them? Unfortunately, as the years go by, this quality in most relationships starts to fade, and criticism replaces appreciation as the norm. This kills the love and sex life like nothing else in a relationship. In your professional relationships, appreciation is equally important, be it with an employee, team member, or even your boss. Remember, people long to feel valued for who they are and the contributions they make. When you highlight people's gifts and abilities, they're much more likely to learn, grow, and improve. Many studies have shown the link between positive affirmation and increased productivity in the workplace. With family members and children, appreciation goes a long way too. With kids in particular, it's the sunshine that helps their self-esteem grow.
Now to the application of this teaching. Think of three people in your life. One, from your personal life. Two, someone from your professional life or your community. And a family member. Reflect on each person for a moment and really look and see, what do I appreciate about this person? What are the qualities or behaviors or ways of being about this man, this woman, this child that have made a difference in my life? What am I grateful for? Pause this training and write down at least three appreciation statements for each person.
Welcome back. We encourage you to share these appreciation statements with those three people in your life when the timing is right, and to begin to practice authentic appreciation of people on a daily basis. This key will go a long way towards reducing the climate of criticism and therefore lessen the conflicts and increase the connection in all your relationships.
As Yoda says, appreciate, you must.
We sincerely hope that this training supports you in having better relationships in all domains. Of course, we've given you this free gift with the intention that it creates value in your life. And we hope that the value you received here inspires you to continue to connect with us and the work we offer through the Inner Journey Institute. You can visit us online at innerjourneyinstitute.com to learn more about how you can transform your life.
We would love to invite you to share your experience after practicing these three keys in your own life. Please post your comments on our Facebook page. Your story will inspire others to use these keys. You can visit us on Facebook at Inner Journey Institute. Many, many blessings until we meet again.